Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
Mary had a little man.
The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
Turn up your mind.
That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including your Second Amendment rights.
What?
Therefore, the following measures are going into effect immediately. First, we are ending the riots and lawlessness that has spread throughout our country. We will end it now. Today, I have strongly recommended to every governor to deploy the National Guard in sufficient numbers that we dominate the streets. Mayors and governors must establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence until the violence has been quelled. If a city or state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Again, you have a president who loves to threaten to use power he doesn't have. Did everybody, I know everybody saw that last night. That was just the craziest thing I ever heard come from the mouth of a U.S. president in my life. Here's your choice, okay? That or this?
The moment has come for our nation to deal with systemic racism, to deal with the growing economic inequity that exists in our nation, to deal with the denial of the promise of this nation, made to so many. You know, I've said from the outset of this election that we're in the battle for the soul of this nation. And we are in the battle for the soul of this nation. What we believe, and maybe most importantly, who we want to be, it's all at stake. That's truer today than it's ever been, at least in my lifetime. And it's this urgency. It's in this urgency we can find a path forward. Now, the history of this nation teaches us that in some of our darkest moments of despair, we've made some of our greatest progress, some of our darkest moments. The 13th, 14th, 15th Amendments followed the Civil War. The greatest economic growth in world history grew out of the Great Depression. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 65 came in the tracks of Bull Connor's vicious dogs. To paraphrase Reverend Barber, it's the morning where we find hope. It's in the morning where we find hope when we mourn.
So there are your choices, everybody. After Donald Trump threatened to use the military police actually were deployed in D.C. because D.C. is a territory, not a state. No governor had to say yes to Donald Trump's ridiculous offer, right? So here's what happened across the street from the White House last night.
Within the last 15 minutes, mounted police have been coming down the street. You're going to see them in the frame now, using flashbangs in front of them and mounted police to clear what has been an entirely peaceful protest. Not 98%, not 99%, but 100% peaceful protest here today. People throwing, there was no throwing of water bottles, there was no throwing of objects. But a short time ago, mounted police officers have been clearing the street. Tony, if you can pan to the right, I want to show the military police.
Third world country.
I want to show the military police on the side of the street. Over the last half hour, We've had military police. We've had Secret Service officers. We've had park police. And now we've had National Guardsmen lining the fence. They've been stepping up closer and closer and closer over the last few minutes. You can see them lining the fence just a short time ago. We heard them firing those pepper balls into the crowd here as they've been trying to disperse people. You can see these officers aiming at the protesters who are here in the park as we're being cleared back along the sidewalk here in front of 8th Street. Again, from where I stood, I could see absolutely nothing. Hang on a second here. Ma'am, are you all right?
She's not f***ing all right, man.
I got hit bad.
All right. I had to pull the mic there, but you could hear her say she got hit bad. Look, Ari, obviously this is an incredibly volatile situation here, and we're going to try to keep our distance from it as best we can. But this is by far the largest.
For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.